Welcome to Light in Your Soul podcast, where we discuss spirituality, mindset, business strategies, and financial literacy
for everyday living.
Every Thursday, the goal of this podcast is to help women raise spiritual awareness, manifest abundance, and activate their gifts to profits. Here's your host, Sonia Jennings.
Beautiful souls, and welcome to another episode of Light in Your Soul podcast. Thank you for joining us today. In today's topic, we're going to cover learning to live life on your own terms. But before we get started, I have a quick announcement. I am so excited to be doing my very first interview on next week's podcast. I will be interviewing the fabulous Fabiana, international corporate lawyer turned into self-love expert, life coach, public speaker, and writer. She has a powerful story. I am so happy that she's going to be sharing it with us, and I cannot wait to hear from her. And I cannot wait for you to hear her fabulous story. So be sure to tune in to the podcast next week, and be sure to share this podcast and invite others to listen. Now let's get into our topic today, learning to live life on your own terms. Does it feel like you aren't getting as much out of your life as you want to? I know if I was to ask some of my friends this question, they would say absolutely and give me a list of things that they would rather be doing. Are you suffering from the gloom, feeling stagnant, just going through the motions day in and day out? Maybe working a job that you cannot stand, but you know that you're staying there working that job because it pays your bills. Learning to weigh your priorities can give you a boost and new lease on life. Instead of thinking or taking things as they come, you'll be able to add a passion, joy, fulfillment, excitement by focusing on what's really important to you in your life this very moment. You can make plans to create the life that you desire and set those plans in motion. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I know we've heard this quote over and over again. But don't stress, because you can always change plans or adjust plans if you have them written down. So today, I want to kind of help you how I've been helping myself on doing my planning, getting my business together, structuring things in different ways, even getting outside help like hiring a coach, etc. Because I know what my purpose is. My purpose is to help women raise spiritual awareness, help women find that passion and their purpose, and to show them how they can turn that into profits, to live the life, the joyous life that they so desire. And most people that I speak to is not working for someone else. Unless you have your own business and you're providing services for someone else, but you're actually working for yourself. So I want to talk about four things that I've done and I continue to try to improve each and every day as I'm creating this life that I want, as I'm creating that legacy that I want to live for my next generation, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. So let's get started. I remember in 2008, I took a productivity class, and I bought this book. And at first, when I got the book, I was like, oh, this doesn't really look like something I would be excited about. But as I started working the productivity book, it's actually by Dreema Harper. I started working in the productivity book. One of the things that I still practice today is at the end of the day of my working day, when I've done all my webinars and I've done my courses and I've done my consulting and I'm leaving my office, I look and see if my desk is arranged for the next day. And the times that I've actually not done it and I come in the mornings or the evenings or whatever time I start working, when it's not arranged or it's not in order, then I feel like I've not started my day properly. And so that's one of the things I took out of that book. And she teaches you how to do little steps at a time and not really managing time, but being productive with the time that we have. So number one strategy is assess how you're spending your time. You have to make an assessment. If it means writing down everything you do each day, then do it. Someone asked the other day, online calendar or paper calendar, like a physical calendar. And for me, sometimes I say both. But I've always gone first to my paper calendar because sometimes if I do not get a chance to look at my calendar in the morning, but I've written it down on Sunday or I've written it down on Saturday or throughout the week for next week, things I need to do, like appointments I have, then I remember, okay, I know I have an appointment. Even if I don't remember the day, even if I don't remember the day, at least I know it is still, I know that I have an appointment and it will allow me or it will prompt me to go and look at that calendar because I've written it down. It's something about writing that sticks. We all have the same 24 hours in each day. I do not get 25 hours. I do not get 36 hours in a day. You don't either. We all have this 24 hours each day. How much of that time do we spend on things that are important to us? How much time do you spend on things that are important to you? What about watching TV? Watching the news? I'll get to that soon. What about surfing the internet that has, you don't even know what you're searching for. We're just searching. We're browsing. We're online shopping, but nothing's in our cart or we don't ever check out. What about on social media? I remember telling myself that if I go on social media, it has to be for me to educate, inspire, and make money. Not just going out there browsing. What about chatting on the phone? Well, most of the times we're texting nowadays. A lot of people don't like to talk. I love to talk. I love having conversations. Now, I'll text, but I love having conversations. So after each of these activities, if you write them down and you answer them truthfully, what can you say you've accomplished after that? You will find, I'm sure, because I've done it, you will find that you spend a lot of your time doing things that offer you absolutely nothing, no value at all. You might even say, where did this day go? I feel like I haven't accomplished anything. And if you take inventory, you probably haven't accomplished anything. So be honest with yourself doing this activity about those things and make a decision today to kick them out of your life starting right now. So assess how you're spending your time. Remember, time is your most valuable asset. Time is your most valuable asset. Time is your most valuable asset. You can never get a minute back. You can never get a second back. Number two, List the important things. Things that are important to you in your life. If you take a moment, you will readily be able to come up with the things that are important to you. And I want you to remember, urgent things aren't the same as important things. Absolutely not. Urgent things are urgent things. Important things are important things. Consider the things you absolutely cannot do without. Absolutely cannot do without. You're like, I cannot do without that. And then list those things most effective. List them down. The list is most effective if it has five or less things. So if you have 10 things, you're probably going to get a little bit, you know, it's probably going to be too difficult. But if you start with just five things and work your way, and as you practice it, then you can add more things. You will find when you start making that list that adding the urgent things first, or the things that are important to others. Because as you start making this list, you're going to say, well, this is important to me. Okay, this is urgent. Oh, this has nothing to do with me. This has to do with someone else, etc. And once you complete this list, commit to making time each day for the things that are urgent and important. For example, your relationship with your spouse or your significant other, your children, your family. If that's important to you, then I want you to write it down, and I want you to write it down in order. And then I want you to make a commitment to those things. So if it's with your building your relationship, spending time with your family, then I want you to write, spend more time with your family. It's important. And as you're spending more time and you're setting that time aside, I want you to sit down and really take it in, be important. I'm spending time with my children. I'm spending time with my spouse. I'm spending time with my significant other. I'm spending time with family. I want you to take that time and not have your phone with you, but I want you to sit and I want you to listen to their concerns. I want you to listen to their joys. I want you to laugh with them. I want you to gain wisdom and fulfillment from all of these interactions. Whether it doesn't matter with who, whatever is most important. And that's just an example. Your important thing, it might be working on a project. That's okay. Work on the project, set the time, focus on the project, and get that done. Whatever is most important to you. And as you make that list, you will come to realize that it is so, you're like, oh my goodness, I actually feel fulfillment. Number three, participate in physical activities regularly. Now, I know I've probably said this on almost all of my podcast episodes. And the reason why it became important to me, because I realized when I had that mental fogginess and I was tired and unsure and there was a lot of things happening in my life, I realized when I incorporated that physical activity back into my life, how that made a big difference. And so I always say this, whether it's 10 to 15 minute walk, it doesn't have to be a brisk walk, just a walk around your neighborhood, on your street, in your backyard, wherever it is, go to a park, do it 10 to 15 minutes. Not only does exercise and moving your body keep your body healthy, but it also keeps your mind active. An active mind can easily put aside idle activities. So as you start incorporating these, you realize that your 24 hours is spent so productive. You'll be surprised how much your leisure activities change. Now, again, I'm not telling you to join a gym. I'm not telling you to go lift weights. The goal isn't to become the next bodybuilder or the next boxer or the best athlete or the next champion from an athlete or from those activities. But the goal is to get those happy hormones up, the blood vessels flowing. And it's about your mind opening up to positive things, positive thoughts, positivity all around you. Creative juices start flowing. When you start adding physical activities on a regular basis, if you are not already, when you start adding that into your daily routine or your weekly routine, you will soon realize that you lose interest in laying around on the couch, wasting time on these other on the list of the assessment that are in step one and strategy number one. You will want to replace those things. You will want to replace watching the terrible news and wasting time on the internet, wasting time on social media. You will start replacing those things with creative moments and experiences, creating things, everything that's going to be worth remembering. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy I did this. After all, I want you to remember that we are all creative souls. We were created to create. And the number four strategy is to get rid of, dump, banish, get out negative thinking. Get out, getting rid of negative thinking and thoughts is critical for making your life more fulfilling. It's time to clear up your mind of negative thoughts, anger, fear. Replace those emotions with thoughts of success, positivity. Start positive changes. Start dreaming about that home you want. Start dreaming about that car. Start seeing that home. Start seeing where that home is. Start seeing all the beautiful curtains and the nice cars in the driveway on the pool in your backyard. Start envisioning and seeing it, hearing the water. If you want a water feature outside your home, inside your home, a terrace, start envisioning that. In the mornings, I envision me going out on my beautiful terrace, leading out of my French doors in my master bedroom and going out, drinking coffee sometimes, doing yoga, drinking water, stretching, exercising, meditating. So envision those things. And I want to put this plug in there, and it's because of something that happened to me this week. When I started doing when all this spiritual awakening started taking place in my life, one of the things is I stopped watching the news. But quickly, since this year, I have a set date with my hubby at 5:30 every afternoon. We watch Lester Holt on NBC News. And it's hilarious because if I'm talking to someone or if I'm texting or if I'm doing something, I was like, hey, I got to go. I have a date. It's 5:30 Central Time, watching Lester Holt every afternoon. But this week I was doing some assessment. I was assessing some things on where I want to be and the situation that's happening right now in our globe with this pandemic. And I started listening to a guy that I listened to last year. I started listening to him, Justin, and he does a lot of affirmations and his life has completely changed. And one of the things that he always says is to turn off the news. He always says that. And I know we do have to kind of like read, we have to be careful. But this week, I started back listening to him again. And I said, you know what? I remember, I know it's only 30 minutes. Maybe I can find 30 minutes to just communicate with my hubby, for us to just talk, for us to talk about life, for us to, listen to some music or do something else besides the news. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't keep up with what's going on around you, but just be careful because the news is so negative. It is so, so negative. And sometimes we don't even know if what they're saying is true. We can't trust it. So I want you to tell yourself today, all negative thoughts are banished. They're gone from my mind. I want you to say it. This includes thoughts about yourselves and others around you. I don't care if you don't like them. Remember, you always have to send love because love is so powerful. You don't have to tell them. You send it spiritually. You send that positive love energy to that individual, even if they've wronged you, even if you can't stand that, even if you say they rub you the wrong way. Remember, anytime someone rubs us the wrong way or say, oh, I just don't know what's wrong with, it's just something about her, it's just something about him, I don't like, whatever. Always look at yourself. What is it that you're giving off? That's for another topic. But anyway, I want you to just start thinking about it. It's virtually impossible to lead a fulfilling life if you're keeping in and always having negative thoughts, negative people around you. Get rid of those negative people. Tell them that you do not want it anymore in your life. And if they continue to do it, you need to try to stop being around them. As you clear your mind, you'll soon experience wonderful ideas coming to the forefront of your thoughts. In no time, you'll be producing more great ideas than you have time to process. Remember, you have so much potential. You can get so much more out of your life by just making a few simple changes. Open yourself up to the blessings and fulfillment that is ready to flow to you. Decide today to give priority to what's important to you, and everything else will fall into place in your life. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Light in Your Soul. Until next episode, beautiful souls, here sending you peace, love, and
thanks for joining us this week on Light in Your Soul podcast. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sonia G. Jennings and at SoniaJennings.com for more information on spiritual, mental, financial, and physical life. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next week.